This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Jones. Welcome to Marketing Voices. Today I have with me Alan Kelly, who's a visionary business strategist, a political commentator, a CEO of Playmaker Standard, which is a management consulting and software services company based in Washington, D.C. And he and I are going to be talking today about social media and influence strategies. And he's developed a periodic table, which he'll describe in a second, of strategy, which is a system that names, describes, and prescribes influence. So, Alan, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Thanks, Jennifer. Good to see you again.
Thank you. Well, what I'd like to have you do, first of all, is briefly describe your periodic table and how it works.
It occurred to me some years ago when we were representing Oracle in a former firm of mine that if we're in the business of influence, whether it's public relations or marketing, advertising, public affairs, or whatsoever, there is no basic system for understanding the moves and the counter moves that we use. If we're chemists, there's no periodic table of chemical elements. If we're biologists, there's no phylogenetic tree, if you will. So with 4 or 5 years of good research and testing, literature review, expert interviews, we developed something that does, in fact, look a little bit like a periodic table in chemistry. You can see it at playstorun.com. That's the number 2, PLAYS2RUN.com. And it is a free resource available, and it's interactive as well, and you can scan over it and understand the modes of influence that you might be in. In other words, the plays that you're running or the plays that are being run on you. At the most basic level, there are 3 modes that what we call a playmaker could be in. They are either assessing, conditioning, or engaging. I don't think you can be outside any of those 3 if your business is sales, marketing, public affairs, public relations, advertising, and so on and so forth. And from there in those 3, they break down into subclasses. There are 8 of those. And from there, they break down into irreducibly unique stratagems that we call plays. And there are 25 of those. And the belief is that that is a system that can be used to deconstruct every speech, every press release, every advertisement, every white paper, every document or thing that's done to try to push people and audiences in the directions that you want, whether collaboratively or authoritatively.
So can social media influence this strategy and what you're describing?
I think it's arguable that social media is probably the most fertile ground right now for influence and influence strategy in particular. In other words, I think more plays are run pound for pound in the social media than any place that I know of right now, because it is such a well-populated universe of citizen journalists and pundits alike, many of whom are highly unregulated, and also many of whom are afforded a certain amount of anonymity. So it really allows you to play very subtly without having to identify yourself. And it also allows you to play very, very aggressively because there's no particular rules that say you can't.
So how do you sort of map your periodic table, if you will, to social media and actually implement it with social media?
Well, we have a service called the Playmakers Blog Advisory, which for our clients will break down, for instance, maybe every week or maybe every 2 weeks, the moves and counter moves that have happened in a defined set of, let's say, blogs. If we're talking about the pharmaceutical industry, there are undoubtedly, 8 or 10 blogs that are really worth watching more than the other 20 or 40 or 60 that are really out there. And worth a darn. So we analyze those, and we constantly deconstruct, to use our lexicon, the plays that are being run in those blogs, whether or not it's a subtle ping, which is a hinting reference, or a more outrageous bait, which is a luring play on the farther to the right of this spectrum of options. We take that data, and we report it to the client, and we also begin to aggregate it over time so that we can understand the patterns, the tendencies, of some particular space in social media, and we can draw conclusions from that. There is a facet of this system that allows you not just simply to deconstruct the plays that are being run, but in fact to begin to predict or prescribe what in the world you might do about it. If an activist is calling you out, well, there are probably four or five ways, according to our system, that you might try to blunt or bend that idea that's coming at you.
So how does that work? I mean, understandably, it's a podcast and we can't go on for hours, but try to help the listeners understand the strategy behind one move versus another and how it actually gets played out.
Well, let's say if you are if you're a vendor in the software enterprise space, and a particular rival comes along and decides to run a play that we call a bait, which is, I think, probably self-explanatory. It's a luring play, again, more to the right side of the spectrum of choices. If they run that bait, which is the overt provocation of an opponent, well, then according to our system, there are five or six different things you can do. You can, in return, you can run a pause, which also is self-evident, to do nothing. You could run a red herring, which is to throw out an erroneous reference to get a rival to go in the other direction. You could run a call out yourself to say, I don't agree, you go back at them hard. You could run a mirror, which is a presentation of particular evidence that makes the other player have to justify their original move. What this means, though, is that through the system, you can go from move A to move B to move C to move D, and instead of just simply running one play, you can start to think of this more as marketing or communication speed chess, so that you'll know not just simply the one move that you're going to play, but the three moves deep, or even the four or the five moves deep that you think that will occur in a particular scenario. With that sort of information really, really improves a playmaker's situational awareness of a marketplace and gives them a much keener idea of how something could play out. And if they know that, they know more smartly how to spend their resources, more smartly how to deploy them. And it basically, at the end of the day, shortens what we call time to influence.
So I know you do a lot in the political realm as well as your foundation in technology. So I would assume this is playing out enormously in the political scene today.
Better than ever. My life prior to Washington, D.C. was spent 20 years in Silicon Valley, but it seemed to me that if I was going to study influence strategy, best I come to Washington, D.C. And here, I think, for better or for worse, is where the black belts of playmaking really do exist.
Well, Alan, this has been very helpful, short and sweet, but thank you very much for joining me in Marketing Voices.
Always great to talk to you. Thanks, Jennifer.
And I've been talking to Alan Kelly, who is a very impressive visionary business strategist. He runs a management consulting and software services firm. And you can find him at www.plays2run.com. And to all my listeners and viewers, until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.